Galatians 2. Did you say he's coming at 8?
8.
Oh, some photographer. Well, I forgot. Just shut up, Joysana. Just be quiet. Just don't go there.
Well, what's funny about it is Mr. Anthony didn't think that casual was appropriate.
Oh, really?
I didn't have any idea.
I was trying to convince him that it was appropriate.
Did you Galatians 2.
Verse 15. Well. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 11. Paul's. Did we ever study Galatians?
We must have.
I mean, like, really? Like we did with Jude and all the others? In verse 11, but when Peter was come to Antioch, he's talking about now he and Peter have a conflict. Paul. When Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was wrong. He was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, before that certain people came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them that were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Everybody know what dissimulation means? Their heresy, their rebellion, their cowardice, their means a whole lot of things here. But when I saw that they walked not upright according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles. Now, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, you got to hear this. This doesn't just mean the works of this law. It's the word in Greek, noma, which means any kind of principle or law or idea of way things should be. You can't live by the faith of the law. Yesterday, we had discussions about, well, what about, and what if? And everybody wants an a priori idea of what to do about a situation. It's a common thing that I've heard from the beginning of the first time I opened my mouth.
Did you say a priori?
It means knowing before.
It's Norwegian.
No, it's not Norwegian.
I've never heard of this.
So you want to know, okay. Now this really... Okay, it sounds good, but what about this? It sounds good, but what about, aren't we supposed to have discernment? Or it sounds good, but aren't we supposed to have love? Or it sounds good, but aren't we supposed to? And every time you hear a supposed to is a technical word, supposed to, then you know that there is a part of you that wants to live by the law. You understand that? And it's in every arena of your life, and I promise you, every single person on the face of the earth wants to live by the law. The law that they make up and the law that they think they can do. Supposed to. So, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of, no longer faith in, faith of Jesus Christ. Now that faith of is everything. You're either living by your faith or you're living by the faith of. They can't be mixed, ever.
This is right where the cross comes into me, because anybody, including us, can say the words about we live by faith, not works. But that's where the cross hits, because we'll still put the law on somebody if we don't like it.
And you'll put the law on yourself, and you'll put the law on. I mean, it's endemic to who you are. It's a part of what you're about. You always want to know what to do about situations. Because if you can know that, then you can be right. You don't have to worry about screwing up, because you got a rule. Well, only said this. Anybody have any doubts about what I'm talking about here? Any questions? Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, any law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now it gets interesting. It talks, and implicit in what's said next is a recognition that some will start off in a place other than this.
Sorry, where are
you? Oh, I'm sorry. Galatians 2, now we're in 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ. That's what we start. Most people start. You hear something, and something comes along, and you're screwed up, and you're messed up, and so, oh, I'm going to believe in Him, and then I can do the works of the law better. Right? What?
You're right. I can feel it in me. I can feel the resistance. I can feel anger in this.
This is what your dream was about.
Right. That's what I mean. You're right. I can feel it. Don't like it.
No, I was thinking, I would be better person and my life would change and wouldn't get in so much trouble and
right.
Be a nice person.
Right. And you'd have a white picket fence and a little house and a normal life.
I am nice though.
We could get you a little picket fence.
Bring on, Ron.
Thank you.
Would you like to repeat that, Ronnie?
Makes you like chicken.
Would you like to repeat that, Ronnie? Huh?
What?
The I am nice part?
Oh. Could leave in my
business. You were beside yourself. All right. We have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And you got to hear this. Remember, Jesus Christ was manifest in the flesh, but He was never justified in the flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. We are manifest in the flesh, but if we ever are justified by the flesh, we are no longer living by the faith of Christ. That's why if you ever think that we are doing anything right or doing anything good, then you're just an idiot. You're just a blithering, bumbling idiot that has no understanding.
That's pretty
now, because if everybody examines himself, myself included, you realize that that's one of your core programs, is to justify yourself in the flesh.
I remember what Jesus, I hate to bring this one up again, this is one of the big guns. You are they that justify yourselves, but God knoweth your hearts. For those things which are highly esteemed among men are an abomination to God. Why? That doesn't make any sense. Must be, it just isn't right. I might offend somebody. If I just said what's there, my God. Well, if you don't just say what's there, my God. Remember, the first part of Jesus' name is Yesh. Yeshua. Yesh is the process. It's a word in the Hebrew that means the process that results from the breaking of a dam and the rushing of water that comes out of it. That's why he said, I mean, there's living water within each one of you, but it is so dammed up and polluted it makes the Dead Sea look like, you know, drinking water. Now, I got to measure what I let out. I got to measure and time when I let it out. No, then you will stay a polluted body. You hear, I say the same thing every day. Everybody just sits and looks. They think they're going to learn something. You can't learn anything.
Yeah, the only thing you can learn is when you speak, you'll learn how stupid you are. Foolishness resides in you.
Yeah, what I love it. People, you know, I got a call from a reporter the other day that was listing my mistakes. And I said, I will help you do this because you're not even touching them. I can give you 5,000 mistakes that I've made since the day I've been a believer. And if you want to write that, then come on down. But it's interesting, people. Some people, they think that I don't make mistakes. They don't have a very good memory. Right? Are you getting over that? Okay, again, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, the way this is studied in modern theological seminaries is this then is talking about the Jewish law. And so by the Jewish law, you can't be justified, except that they go back and use the Jewish law for purposes that benefit them. Abraham was rich. Therefore, you're supposed to be rich. All right. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found to be sinners, which is, it's a guarantee. If you seek to be justified by Christ and you yourselves are found to be sinners, well, that means then that I better shut up and not say anything because I might get in trouble. Or I might not say the right thing. Or I. As long as you keep the dam up, the evil one reigns. I don't care how often you come to Bible study. I don't care how much you study the Scriptures. As long as you don't say what's there, the evil one reigns. Because you are keeping the Christ, the Son of the living God, in prison, in a cavern, somewhere deep in the temple, instead of letting Him be the only thing in the temple.
But you don't understand my situation, Ollie. You don't understand. I mean, do you think? What? Well, I didn't. I'm more evil than any of you. I know. And you've got to. It must have occurred to you by now that you respond to people in the same way as if you hold that in, you respond to people only on the basis of truces. You don't have peace. There's only truces. Because you know if you say what you really thought, there'd be the Third World War. 99.999% of the marriages in the universe are based on truces. And then pretty soon each person has such an incredible armory within their, armaments within them that when anything sneaks out, it's World War III again. But the same is true among the brethren. You sit in judgment time after time after time. And that doesn't, it's not just sitting there innocently. It's causing you to respond to people based on how you think of them. So you have an internal thing to say about an elder. Well, pretty soon you start thinking the elders are fools. And you're superior. And that's the way you will act. Well, you start thinking, Ollie's, I'm going to excuse Ollie. He's just an idiot. He just likes to make people mad at him, so... But I don't dare say that because I've got to keep myself safe. I've been reading anybody's mail? While we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found to be sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. But, or if, I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. And if you build again the walls of protection that have permitted you to exist as a human being, constant walls and templates and innumerable governors in your life that permitted you, you couldn't have existed without them. And they served their purpose. Because that was, remember, in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle in the wilderness kept moving from high place to high place even after they got into the Promised Land until the temple was dedicated. And once the temple was dedicated, the slightest worship on any high place was then forbidden. And now the temple has been dedicated in you, or it better have been. And so there is absolutely no excuse for your high place activity. Now, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. The flesh is no more to be tested. It's settled. The flesh is hopeless. It has no function except as the broken vessel to carry the mystery. Now this is every other form of thought that I'm aware of in the world is based on improvement. And if somebody knows one that isn't, tell me about it.
There's no possible way where you said can be performed by man. You cannot do this. It's all gifted. And that's why the cross is so vital, because that's the only place where it will take place.
It's settled forever. After the flesh killed his son, there's no more hope for the flesh. as hopeless, lost forever. Now, only people of the way understand this cosmic mystery. Everybody else will hear a little bit of it. They'll try to do it for a while. Then they'll revert back to leaning on their own arm of understanding. Revert back to wanting to be a little bit of the law. It's all or nothing. It's black or white. It's to me anymore. I mean, it's there's a term in law that we got involved in all the time. But there's a bright, shining light between soul and spirit, and that it is no longer any like I have to think about it, or it just is. The Bible calls it says that your senses have been exercised, hopefully, to discern between good and evil, or soul and spirit. But if they haven't been, it only means that you're still walking in the twilight. You want the twilight because you can buy with self-seeking in twilight. And you get by with protecting or making sure you don't make a mistake, or as John said in his songs, tiptoeing through the rules and laws very carefully. You just get, not only, you're just boring. Did I read anybody's mail this morning?
We're rebuilding the thing that, there's always something there that makes you want to rebuild the dam. I was thinking about it in terms of the dam, where there's been a breakthrough, but there's this little voice screaming in there that says, there needs to be this dam here. You know, there was a dam here for some reason. We've got to rebuild this dam.
Damn it.
That's good. That was an example. Okay, remember, and again, Bulger and I talked about this yesterday. The reason that there are two witnesses that have never died, the only two people that have never died in the history of the world, are Enoch and Elijah. Now, the reason they didn't die is critical. You have to understand that they are in the temple. They are here in you and I. And it's up to them. Their job before the face of God is prophecy, letting out what's there, and wisdom. But if you try to take either one of them's job, you resurrect everything that you had thought you destroyed. And it can happen in an instant. That's why the only job of a believer is to call forth and show forth the hopelessness of the flesh. Anything else is jacking off. And it's as fruitful as jacking off. I probably shouldn't have said that.
A lot of people won't understand that.
No. Oh, sure.
Damn it.
They have no clue.
All right, I'm tired of talking. Anybody have any response? Bojo?
Anybody? No.
Understand?
Yes.
Any part of you that doesn't agree?
Oh, sure.
It's easy. It's the easiest thing in the universe. There is nothing easier than just being you. What? You look like you're taking a dump. What are you doing?
You're the one that's rocking back and forth. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Check it out.
Check your email this morning, Harry. I'll tell you what I'm thinking about.
Well, that'd be nice for a change.
We're beyond the edit point. No, I'm thinking of something you said reminded me of something I saw last night about these Indians that lived in the Chaco Canyon. You know about that place?
I know about the Chaco Canyon, yeah.
And they discovered that some of their buildings, they knew that their buildings lined up with the sun and all these amazing astronomical things. But some of them didn't fit the pattern. They couldn't figure out why. And they've discovered it's because they're lined up with the moon, which is really bizarre because the moon is almost impossible to discern the pattern of the moon. Because
it changes every day.
It's over such a long period of time. The cycle is 9 1/4 years. And what it took was an entire people, an entire community, over 100 years to discern this.
The Ashkenazis? And they're fascinating.
But that kind of one purpose, one worship, one importance, one oneness is what I was thinking.
Michael? There's no such thing as a non-addict.
We're all addicted to ourselves.
I mean, I do that. I've been doing that 6 months on, 6 months off my whole life. You know, I get real tired, and then I just have peace and I'm myself. And slowly but surely, I start holding on or damming up. And slowly but surely, I want to use again. And it just happens. It's going to go on and on.
So you accept your death. Your rightful heritage is peace, 24 hours a day. Never, no matter what happens. And you've got to, and you have to, you have the capacity to command your soul to be at rest. If it doesn't, if it isn't at rest, it's simply the Holy Spirit telling you you need to let something out. Why is Gary hiding?
I'm thinking about money.
Oh God!
Oh, wow.
You don't want to you don't want to go there, Gary. The only reason that Mike exists is so you can see how you're how much you're addicted to yourself.
I was looking at a map of the area around Jerusalem and stuff, and you know, and it's got you know, where the temple is, and they've got right next to it is Gehenna, you know. And but I'd never thought about it, but all that stuff drains right into the Dead Sea. Anything around there just, you know, that gorge, it just keeps going and drops off into the Dead Sea. It's like the Dead Sea is just right there with the temple. There's this perfect picture of everything, really. It just amazes me.
Remember we've said so often that the river valley there where Sodom and Gomorrah were and where the Dead Sea is was the most verdant place on the face of the earth. It was the most beautiful of all places. And when Lot and Abraham separated, Abraham gave Lot the choice, and he chose that verdant valley, and Abraham chose the desert. And then very shortly thereafter is when the explosions happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, and it dammed up the Jordan River so that instead of being this spirit, it was there so we can see ourselves. Instead of being this perfect, it was more beautiful than the Garden of Eden, the rabbis say, that it has become this, the Dead Sea. Well, that's what the human race is the Dead Sea. And you've already got a lifetime of garbage in there. That's why I keep talking about all the elephants and crap that you've got dammed up. Oh, I can't say that. You might get mad at me. Well, I'm mad at you anyway.
Oh, the reason I said that is because I just remember what I was thinking. That God did all this stuff, all these geological things, you know, so we
could see ourselves.
Responding to what Mike was saying, it's like, there's so many things, not just the stuff that happens in our lives, but it's like everything is so we can see. And, you know, and when we just decide to blow it off, you know, it's really you're disregarding not just some little idea. It's like all of history and everything is
the history, the stars, yeah, everything reveals this one mystery.
Yeah, what I was thinking about with Mike is that what's going on in him is more important than anything else going on with elders. Because, you know, we don't matter that much. But what matters is what Mike said. And but Mike thinks it doesn't matter, so he keeps it to himself or whatever you think. Yeah, and so we think, well, this isn't important. Oh, this doesn't mean anything to anybody, so I'll just keep this and suffer silently.
Is this why you've only talked to me three or four times in 30 years?
I just don't like you much.
Well, then who do you go to?
Judy.
No, you don't.
John, I came to you the other day. You weren't very nice.
No, I mean, my point is that anything that you see in Michael is what's happening in you.
Yeah.
You're the one that that has to solve all the problems alone. And you're the one that can't be vulnerable.
Always turn it back on.
Well, if you disagree with me, say it. But that's why you saw it in Michael so clearly, because my God, that's me. And with you, it's inexcusable. All right? I just had to get Michael off the hook there. Huh?
Years go by, it's not excusable for me either. It never was, but it really starts to get unexcusable.
Right, because now hopefully
it's
you
better,
can, right, you can see the stupidity of doing anything other than being, and it's not hard to do. Oh, this is so difficult, and it's so difficult to understand. No, it isn't. It's your stupid mind. It's the simplest thing in the universe. It takes zero intelligence to understand this. It's just, all it takes really, from God's perspective, is intellectual integrity. There's not a person alive that doesn't know he's the chief of sinners. But, oh no, not me. I've got to be careful.
You know, what's hard is rebuilding the dam that you go through. Hold it together.
All right, I'm tired of talking. I said that before. I was going to get some rollover minutes and I just disappeared. Take it, big guy.
Thanks, Mr. Yeah, while you were gone, Gary, Ollie was just so distraught that they didn't have anybody yell at him. One day he just didn't even show up.
I know, I miss you so badly.